Today's shir is Masech the Kedushin Daf Samach Vav. We will begin in Daf Samach Hey Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. In the previous shir, we had discussed Eid Echad. In fact, we had learned that Eid Echad, only having a one aid at a Kedushin, would not validate the Kedushin. Our Suya continues discussing the halachas of Eid Echad. Amar Abaya, Amalei Eid Echad Achal Techelev. If an Eid Echad says to someone that you ate chelev, you ate non-kosher product, v'halosh shoysik, and the other person remains silent, the halach is neman, the Eid Echad is neman. And as we have here, a very fundamental machloikis Rishonim. Rishonim explain in introduction. They say, certainly we know there's a rule, Eid Echad Neman Bisurim. We always trust in Eid Echad. However, that concept of Eid Echad Neman Bisurim speaks to a situation where Eid Echad is coming to say something is mutter. We have produce, for example, from which truma must be removed, and Eid Echad comes and says that the truma has been removed. The halach is that we trust the Eid Echad. Here, however, the Eid Echad is coming to say Isser. The Eid Echad is coming to say that something which is, that somebody did something wrong, somebody ate food that was not kosher. Says the Gemara that Eid Echad is believed if the other person is quiet. And as I said, some Rishonim suggest, Tosfos here, that Pshat in the Gemara is not to be understood following the concept of Eid Echad of Shtika Kaido. The fact that I remain quiet is a proof that it's true. Rather, says Tosfos, the situation of our Gemara is where I remain silent because I'm sort of agreeing. I'm agreeing and saying that this is actually what happened, that I ate non-kosher food. But just silence alone would not be adequate. Other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, disagree. And they say, Eid Echad Neman Bisurim, as our Gemara is saying, is even in a case that I don't have any way of independently knowing if what the Eid Echad is saying I did or didn't happen. The fact that the Eid Echad says it makes it that, and I'm not arguing, we have to take what he says as if that happened. And as Rabbi Chanan explains, according to them, the difference between an Eid Echad and two Eidim is, whereas by two Eidim, even if I protest against what they said, the halach is apishnei Eidim yakum davar, we follow what the two Eidim say. Here, as long as I don't protest, the halach is that I'm believed. Those are the two basic pshatim in our Gemara. There is another opinion that suggests there's a difference in a situation where I could have known what happened, that there Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, versus a situation that I had no way of knowing what happened, that there, just because an Eid Echad says it happened, doesn't mean that we have to accept what he said. It says the Gemara V'tana Tuna. And actually, we learned in a Braisa such a concept. The Braisa says, Omloy Eid Echad Achal Techelev. If an Eid Echad tells somebody you ate chelev, V'alo Oim Eloy Achalti, and the other person says it's not true, Potter. The halach is he doesn't have to bring a carbon chattis, as is the din if somebody eats chelev b'shoyig. What's the reason that he doesn't bring the carbon chattis? Tamed Om Eloy, because he protested. Ha'ishtik, had he remained silent, Mehemon, we would trust the Eid Echad. Vam Rabaya. Another similar halacha said by Baya. Omlei Eid Echad nit mutar asecha. An Eid Echad tells a person, your tar food became tamei. V'alosh shoysik, and the other person remained silent. Again, the halacha is neman, the Eid Echad is believed. V'tana tuna. And again, says Baya, we have a braisa to corroborate this. Eid Echad omen nitmu. If Eid Echad tells a person, your food became tamei, v'loy oim aloy nitmu, and the other person says, they did not become tamei, then potter, the food remains considered tahor. Why? because tam damaloi, because the person protested by saying it's not true. Ha'ishtik, had he remained silent, the halacha would be mehemen, the erechad would be believed. A third halacha that Abaya teaches us. V'yomer Abaya, amalay erechad, if an erechad tells someone, sharcha nirba, your axe was sodomized, and therefore if your axe was sodomized, it no longer can be used as a carbon. V'alosh shaysik, and the person remained silent, again, neman, the erechad is believed. And says, Abaya, v'tanatuna, and we learned the Braisa to corroborate this din. The Braisa says, v'shenev de ba'aveira, an animal which did an aveira. V'shemis, or an animal that killed. Api eid echod. And we know that this is what happened, because an eid echod reports so. Oy api bailim, or the owner says so, the loch is nemon, the testimony is believed. Is the question that Abaya tries to understand and analyzing that Mishnah. Hayapi Erechod Hechidami. What exactly is the case that Api Erechod we have this knowledge that the animal acted this way? Either Kamoy de Balim, if it's referring to a situation where the owners reported that this is what happened, Hayapi Balim. The Mishnah already tells us that if the owners say that this is what happened, we trust them. So what is the Braisa, the Mishnah, have to repeat Api Erechod? It must be Elalav de Shosik. It's referring to a situation where the owner was quiet when he was confronted by the Erechod, and still it's considered a situation where we accept what he said. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. Abaya has taught us the same rule three times, that we trust an Erechod. So the question is, why do we have to teach the same halacha three times? Answers the Gemara. The Ashmin Hach Kamaisa. If we only had the first case where Erechot told someone, you ate chalev, certainly if it's a case where the person who received the report must know that what he's saying is true. Because Elav, the Kimle Benafshe, if the person who ate the chalev didn't really believe it, as we said, the halach is that if somebody eats chalev b'shoigig, he has to bring a karban chatas. If one brings a karban chatas when he's not obligated to bring the karban chatas, he is transgressing the aveira, bringing chulin b'azara. So certainly, if this person accepted what the eight echot said and accepted that he ate chalev, and is prepared to bring a carbon, it must be because he really knows what the Eid Echad is saying is true. However, in a case, Aval Nitma Tarasa, in a case where somebody claims, an Eid Echad claims that your tar food became Tamei, Mei Mamrinan, there we could suggest that Haide Shosik, that the reason he remained silent is not because he really believes what he's saying, it's because the Sava Chazle b'Mei Tamasoi. There's no reason to fight him, because it's not that this food will be wasted. It's food that's Tamei, but it's not food that has to be thrown out. Because, as the Gemara says, V'yashmin and Ha, Mishun the Kamasole b'Terasa, he may not be able to eat the food when he's tar, but he can still eat the food when he's tamei. And based on this, the Rishonim say that while, and the Magen Avraham paskens this way, that while somebody is tamei, there's absolutely no reason why he shouldn't eat tamei food, as our Gemara suggests. However, on the other hand, our Gemara also seems to be teaching us that while somebody is tahor, he should not eat tamei food. Because what is the Gemara saying? He's saying I could eat the food while I'm tamei. If the halacha is that even while somebody is tar, he may not eat. While somebody's tar, he may eat tamei food. Why is the Gemara focusing on his yemei tumah? Obviously, the Gemara holds, which is really the subject of a machloikus rishonim, that while somebody is tamei, he should not eat. While somebody is tahor, he should not eat tamei food. V'yashmi inan ha mishum nekamasu lebetimaras. As we said, he does have a loss, because while he's tar, as we just said, he won't eat the food. Aval sharin nirba, in the case it was an eid echad says that my shard sodomized somebody. Meima omer, so the person could say, kol hashfarim legabe mizbeach kami, do I need to use all animals for the mizbeach? Not all animals are needed to be used as kabanas. I have plenty of animals that I could use just to eat. So again, accepting the testimony doesn't really represent that I really believe him, and doesn't really represent the power of an eid echad. Therefore, we need all three cases to teach us that under all circumstances we accept an eid echad. Ask the Gemara, Ibailu, Ishta Zintzab Eid Echad. Somebody reports that someone else's wife had an adulterous relationship. That the halacha is, if one's wife has an adulterous relationship, the halacha is one should not live with his wife. But this report was brought through an Eid Echad. What is the din? Ishta Zintzab Eid Echad. Mahu. Amr Abaya, says Abaya in Neman. The person who brings this report is believed. Rava, on the other hand, says, Eina Neman. We don't believe the person. Why? Because it's a have a Dava Sheba Erva. We have a situation of a Dava Sheba Erva. And says Rava, we have a rule that Ein Dava Sheba Erva, Pachas Mishnai. You always have to have two Edom. So Tosfos asks, on Abaye's opinion, we just said at the beginning of our shir, we learned in the previous shir, that to affect a marriage, everybody, we seem to have come to the conclusion that you need to have two Edim. So how could Abaye disagree? Because Ein Dava Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. So how could Abaye agree? Answers Tosfos. There we were referring to a situation that we want to create a marriage. To create a marriage, part of the necessary, what's necessary is to have two Edim. Here we're not creating a marriage. Here we're talking about testimony, and it's not the same. So the Machloikis Rishonim, how to understand a number of different opinions, how to understand the Machloikis of Abaye and Rava. Tosfos says that Abaye is of the opinion that we apply the concept of Shtika Kaida even to this situation. So if somebody tells a husband of a woman, your wife had an inappropriate relationship, and the husband doesn't argue, we accept the concept of shtika kahayda and to be believed. Rava, on the other hand, says that we don't accept shtika kahayda under such circumstances. That's one way of understanding the machlokes by Rava. Tosfos in Masechta Yevamos explains that everybody agrees that for a dovah sheba erva, shtika kahayda is not enough. Rather, explains Tosfos, that the Machloikis is based on a different question. The Machloikis is based on when we have Shtika Kaida coupled with Raglayim Ladover, coupled where we have strong circumstantial evidence to that being the situation. Do we or don't we accept what the Eid Echad says? Abaye says we do. Rava says we don't. The third opinion, which is the opinion we're going to learn with, is actually the opinion of the Rajba. The Rajba says that the Machloikis of Abaye and Rava is how do we understand the rule of Ein Dava Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. Rava says, as the rule seems to say, any time there's a question that affects a Dava Sheba Erva, we must have two Edim, no matter what. And Abaye disagrees. And Abaye says that if there's an Eid Echad that says that something happened, and the other person isn't protesting against what the Eid Echad says, we accept what the Eid Echad says according to Abaye. And in fact, in understanding this opinion of the Rajba, we could actually drill it down a little further. Why would be the din? It's not that we're trying to question if an Avera happened. But we want to rely on an Eid Echod to help us verify a story, did it or didn't happen. For example, the cases that we've been discussing in the dafim that we've been learning over the last couple of daf, where a man, where it was a wedding. We know who the chasen was, but we're not exactly sure who the kala was. And the Eid Echod will come and say, I attended the wedding, and I know that this woman was the kala. What would Rava hold, according to the Rajba, in such a situation? Some suggest that Rav is teaching us, Ein Davar she'be'erva mishnayim, wherever the question involves an issue of a Davar she'be'erva, we have to have two Eidim. Others say, it's only like the case that we're discussing in our Gemara, where there's a question about changing the status of the woman, saying that the woman was an Eishes Ish that did an Aveira. That's where we say, Ein Davar she'be'erva mishnayim. But just to verify a story, it could well be that even Rava would agree we could rely on an Eid Echad. However, points out the Chazon Ish that we need to understand the repercussions of what Rava is saying. When Rava is saying, Ein Davar she'be'erva pox mishnayim, what Rava means to say is that even when it involves the financial aspect of the question, if it's a Davar she'be'erva, we don't rely on less than two Eidim. For example, we know that if such a woman were married to a Kohen, she may no longer eat Truma. Says the Chazon Ish, if according to Rava we're not believing the Eid Echad, we're not going to believe the Eid Echad, and she, to the degree that she would even be able to continue eating Truma. Amar Abaya. So says Abaya Menah Aminullah, from where do I know that we accept the testimony of an Eid Echad? There was a blind person that learned in the yeshiva of Shmuel. One day this blind person was delayed, and Shmuel was concerned about him. So he sent the shliach to see how is he doing. The shliach went down one road to look for him, and the blind person came on a different road. When the shliach arrived to the house of this blind person, Omar Ishta Zinsa, he said, I saw your wife having an adulterous relationship. So he came to Shmuel, this blind person, and says, may I remain with my wife or not? So Shmuel said to him, if you trust the shliach, zelefka, divorce her. If you don't trust him, loy tafik. My love, what does it mean? Ilav, imahem aloch delav gazlanu. As you know, as long as you know that the person is an honest person, then you don't have to, you should accept his testimony, even though he's only an Eid Echad. The Mefarshim discuss what's the difference, why is he questioning, or why when he wants to identify this individual does he speak about him being a gazlan? So the Pnei Yeshua says a gazlan is a person that doesn't mind causing tsar, causing anguish to other people. So if you have a concern that this person is a person that has no problem causing anguish, so then you can't accept what he said. But if he isn't that type a person, then you could accept him. Most Mefarshim, however, explain the Gemara quite simply, that even though Abaya Shmuel are saying we trust an Eid Echad, that Eid Echad has to be a person who's kosher to be an Eid. That's the way the Machna explains the Gemara. And if this person, he's an Eid Echad, but he's not even a kosher Eid, then nobody would suggest he has to be believed. Verava. So now, how does Rav explain that story? Rav said that we always have to have two Eidim. So he says what Shmuel meant to say was as follows. If this person is trusted to you like two people, Zilafka, then divorce her. If not, loy tafka, don't divorce her. And as the Mefarshim explained, it's what Rav meant to say is not that he's being trusted because of an Eid Echad, because Rava holds that we don't trust an Eid Echad. Rather, it goes with the lomdus that we discussed in the previous year of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Disura. If you accept what this person is saying, so as far as you're concerned, you're not allowed to live with her and therefore divorce her. But however, the Rishai to point out, since he's only divorcing her because of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Disura, even though normally when one is obligated to divorce his wife, she loses her ksuba, this woman would not lose her ksuba. There's an interesting machloikis. The Gemara is saying that what he said to Ravi was, if this person is trusted to you, separate yourself from her. If not, not. So the Rama quotes Marek that when the Ravi says imahemelach, it means there has to be a situation where you always trust what this individual says. But if you don't trust him in other subjects, only in this subject you want to trust him, that's not considered that a person that should be trusted. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Rashba that says that just because this person isn't trusted in other situations doesn't mean that he should not be trusted here, and if he believes what he says regarding this situation, then he should separate from himself. Again, the Paiskim discuss, how far does this go? To Bezdin force the husband, if he trusts the aid, to separate? Or is the Gemara advising the person that he should separate, but not that he must? So the Gemara continues to discuss the subject of an Eid Echad. And it begins with a story of Yanei HaMelech. Vamra Abaya. Menan Minala. Again, says Abaya, from where do I know that Eid Echad is to be trusted? The Tanya. Yanei HaMelech Shaholach L'Koychel L'Sher HaMidbar. Yanei HaMelech went to the city Koychelis, which was in the desert, the Kivisham Shishim Krochim, and he conquered there 60 cities. U'b'chazarosoy Hayosamech Simcha G'doyla. When he came back, he was obviously very happy. V'kar L'Kol Chachm Yisrael, so he called together all the Chachm Yisrael. And Amalhem, Avisenu Hayo'ichel Meluchim B'zman Shayo'ichel Mebenyim Beis HaMikdash. Our forefathers ate meluchim, it's a type of vegetables, when they were building the Beis HaMikdash. Af anu noichel meluchim, zeichel avaseinu. We too, to commemorate that, should eat these meluchim. V'hel meluchim al shulchan ha-shazov. So they brought these meluchim on golden tables, v'achlu, and they ate it. And from here, the Chasam Sofer teaches us, we see that when one has a nes happen to him, he should commemorate the nes and try to act and do things that will help him remember what happened. V'hayisham echad, there was somebody there, ish leitz, laiv ra ubelial, an evil person, v'liezer ben perei shmoi, v'loim aliezer ben perei liyanei hamelech. Aliezer ben perei said to Yanei, Yanei hamelech, libam shal prushim alecha, the prushim are not with you, they actually hate you. Ma'esa. So he said, how can I know what is the truth? Hakim lem. So he tells. So Elazar ben Puriah advises Yanei HaMelech. Hakim lem betzitz shben anehacha. Put on the tzitz that the kohen gadol wears, and see how they react. Hakim lem betzitz shben enof. So he put on the tzitz, and hayisham zaken mechad. There was a zaken for Yehuda ben Gidgadja Shmoy, whose name was Yehuda ben Gidgadja. Yehuda ben Gidgadja Yanei HaMelech. Yanei HaMelech, Rav Chokesa Malchus, isn't enough that you are the king. Hanach Kesa Kuna Zar Sharon. Don't take the Kesa of Kuna Gedoyla. Shayon Imrim, because there was a rumor, as we're going to see, even Nizris B'Medim, that Yanei HaMelech's mother was a Shvuya. And we know that a Koyin may not marry a Shvuya, and that the child born from that union is not a qualified Kohen. V'yivukash adava v'lo nimsa. And it was actually turned out that it was not true. His mother was never a Shvuya. However, v'yimid ben Chachmi Yisrael b'zam. Yanai got angry at the Chachmi Yisrael for them reacting this way to him wearing the tzitz. Why? Asked the Mefarshim, if they were concerned of his yichus, why weren't they concerned they should be melech? So the Rishonim answer that the Isser for a king to make a king who's not a Miyuchas is only the Rabbanon. So that they wouldn't have said anything. However, the Issa to appoint someone to the position of Kohuna Gedoyla, if he's not a Miyuchas, is an Issa Deraisa, and that's why they felt they had to say something. The Mefarshim go on to explain, and helping us understand our Gemara, that there's a Shaila who Yaneh HaMelech was. Because the Gemara says that Yochanan HaKohen Gadol Shimesh B'Kohuna Gedoyla Shmoinim Shonim, he was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, Ulbsoif Nasa Tzedoki. And as a Machloikis, and many Rishonim suggest that Yaneh HaMelech was indeed Yochanan HaKohen Gadol. However, if that is indeed the case, that Yaneh HaMelech was Yochanan HaKohen Gadol, and there was concern, as we just learned, about his Yichus, so why did they allow him to act in the position of Kohen Gadol for 80 years before they said anything to him? So the Pnei Yeshua actually says that what happened was, the first he was Kohen Gadol, the first they had the incident that we're learning in our Gemara, and as we're learning, they allowed him to remain Kohen Gadol, and he was for 80 years, and then after 80 years, he became a Tzedoki. Others explain as follows. Here we had a situation where Klal Yisrael, as we just learned, had a tremendous nace happen to them. They were able to conquer all these cities. So the Chachmei Yisrael thought that now was the opportunity to tell Yaneh HaMelech, maybe you shouldn't be Kohen Gadol. You see what Gevaldige Nisim happened to Klal Yisrael. It's a time of Hesoiris, and you should recognize that this is inappropriate for you to be Kohen Gadol. But obviously he didn't accept what they said. You had a third pshat, which is the pshat that most Rishonim suggest, is that Yaneh HaMelech at this time acted inappropriately. Because not only did he wear the tzitz, but he sat and had a feast, eating and drinking, wearing the tzitz, which led the Chachmei Yisrael to really be concerned that indeed he isn't worthy of being a Kohen Gadol. Could someone wear the tzitz HaKodesh and eat and drink? And therefore they felt that it's a proof that he really isn't worthy of being a Kohen Gadol. But if that's the case, I saw that the Chasam Sofer asks, why specifically does this story happen with the tzitz? But actually he asks another question also. Of course, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, Yaneh HaMelech wasn't worthy of being Kohen Gadol. But they obviously recognize, and as we're going to learn soon, it actually happened, the repercussions of saying that you're not worthy of being a Kohen Gadol. Should they have taken that risk? Does one have to be Meiser Nefesh because of the tzitz? Answer the Chasam Sofer. The reason the Kohen Gadol wore a tzitz was to deal with azus. What does that mean? 2 points. One is that people shouldn't have azus upon them. They should act with respect. And on the other hand, sometimes there is a need to be strong. There is a need to have azus the kedusha. Says the Chasam Sofer. The Chachmei Yisrael felt that they had no option but to say something to Yanai. He's wearing the tzitz. The tzitz is supposed to prevent azus. So how could they allow him to act with azus in wearing the tzitz when he's not a Kohen Gadol? And moreover, they are supposed to act with azus the kedusha. They're supposed to not allow somebody to act inappropriately. They can't remain silent. So says the Gemara, Eliezer ben Paria says to Yaneh HaMelech, Hedjish of Yisrael kach chidinoi. If someone were to treat a regular Jew this way, what would be? V'at a melech a kohen gadol, you are a melech and a kohen gadol, kachu dincha, this is the way you're being treated. So Yaneh asks him, ma esa, what should I do? So Eliezer tells him, ma teshemeya latzosi romsim. If you listen to me, destroy them, kill them. Ask Yaneh v'toyru my teila. And if I killed the Chachmei Yisrael, what will be with the Torah? So he says, Hareyu menachas, kruchim menach the Karen Zavis. It's in the corner, Kol haroitza lilmoid yovav lilmoid. Whoever wants to learn can come to learn. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak b'yad nizrak b'apikarsis. At that point, Apikorsis came into Yanai. The Havelay Lameimer, because Yanai should have responded, Tainav Torah Shebiksav. I understand what you're saying regarding Torah Shebiksav. However, Torah Shebapeh Mai, what about the Torah Shebapeh? So as the Mepharshim say, the Gemara uses the word Nizrika B'Apikorsis, sprinkle, because that's the way Apikorsis works. It begins with just a small drop, but then it spreads to the entire person. Furthermore, says Rav Moshe in explaining the Gemara, what the Gemara is teaching us is we could have all the Svarim, we could have all the Torah Shebiksav, but Klal Yisrael must have Chachmei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael must have Rabbeim and Magidei Shurim and Rabbonim and Rosh Yeshiva. And that's the Torah Shebapeh Matahei. Miyad, Vetuta Tzara, Ayad Ben Ezer Ben Purya. The Eliyahu ben Puri's terrible advice was fulfilled. All the Chachmei Yisrael were killed. And the world was bereft of Divrei Torah. Achabah Shimon ben Shatach, Vichzeh Torah Liyashnoi, until Shimon ben Shatach brought back the Torah. And as the Mepharshim explained, Shimon ben Shatach was Yanai's brother-in-law, Yanai's wife's brother. She hid him during this terrible time, and then he ultimately came back and taught Klal Yisrael Torah. So now the Gemara delves into what exactly was the status of Yanai's mother. Hey Chidami, what were exactly the circumstances? Ilam the Trey Amri Shtaboy, the two witnesses said that she had been captured. Obey Trey Amri Loi Shtaboy, and two witnesses say that she was not captured. The question is, my chazis the samchi ahani. Why were they relying more on the witnesses who were saying that she was not captured? Smach ahani. Shouldn't we rely on the the witnesses that say she was captured? So why does the Gemara say v'yivokish adavar? They investigated v'leinimtz and it was found that it wasn't true. So Mepharshim asked, if we have a situation of Trey, shouldn't we rely on the Chazaka, asks Rashi. And the Chazaka is that she's a kosher woman. So that's why we should rely on, that's why it should be fine. Why is the Gemara saying that we should rely more on the witnesses who say that she was captured? So Rashi says that if the issue on the table were the mother of Yanai herself, correct, we would rely on the Chazaka. She had a cheskes kashrus. Here, however, we're questioning Yanai, the status of Yanai. Yanai never, said Rashi, had a cheskes kashrus, and since he never had a cheskes kashrus, that's why we can't rely on his mother's chazaka. That's why we should perhaps rely more on the Edom that say that she was captured versus the Edom who say that she wasn't captured. Ask Tosfos and many other Rishonim, that can't the chazaka of the mother help for Yanai? So the Rishonim, as explained by the Achronim, say that a chazaka such as this cannot help. In a situation where we have Trey Utrey, what does chazaka say? Chazaka say, keep things as they are. But we never had any precedent to follow. That's why the Chiddush HaRim explains the opinion of Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua explains the opinion of Rashi that we could only rely on a Trey Utrey as if the mother herself were to say, were to be here and say that nothing happened. Then we could rely on the Chazaka. Here, however, the mother wasn't here to say that nothing happened, so we can't rely on the Chazaka, which actually, says the Pnei Yeshua, is the reason why we can answer another question. Why don't we say there was a sex faker here? Suffolk if she was captured, and even if she was captured, perhaps there was no relationship that took place. Again, because says the Pnei Yeshua, we could only rely on the sex faker if she were actually here and saying that nothing happened. We don't have a situation where she's here and saying that nothing happened. The Shmaitz explains that the Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos that a child of a Kohen, while he's still in his mother's womb, is not considered a Kohen. It's considered a Zor. So he was born with the Chazaka being a Zor, actually, not with the Chazaka of being a Kohen. Tosfos, however, and it's a whole different approach. His approach is that here we're discussing a question of Yichus, and whenever we discuss a question of Yichus, we don't say that Trey and rely on the Chazaka. So the Gemara is saying, if there were two Edom that said that she got captured, why don't we trust those two Edom? It must be because there was an Eid Echad that said she was captured. And the only reason, says Abayi, we're not accepting what that Eid Echad said is because the Kamach Shalei Beit Trey, because two Edom are disagreeing with what he said. Halav Hachi, from here we seem to see that if they wouldn't have two Edom arguing against the Eid Echad, Mehemun, we would believe the Eid Echad. So don't we have a proof, says Abayi from this Gemara, that we accept the testimony of an Eid Echad? So says Rava to defend his position, Loilam Trey V'Trey. There were two Edom. Two Edom saying that she was captured, two Edom that say she wasn't captured. So why are we accepting the testimony of the Edom that say she wasn't captured? Because be'edei azoma, hachanami be'edei azoma. We know that the Torah teaches us that if we have two Edom say something, and then two other Edom say that what you say isn't true because imanu ayisim, you were elsewhere when you say what you saw happen. We trust the second pair, even though there are only two Edom also. That's this pair where Edei Hazam to be trusted. V'bayi same k'Rav Yitzchak, Udam Rav Yitzchak, Shifcha Chinisu Techta. They did investigation, they found that she was captured, but then they were able to smuggle in a Shifcha in our place, and nothing ever happened with her. And that's why the whole story fell away. Amar Rava. So now Rava tries to prove his position that we don't accept an Eid Echad. How do we know that we don't accept an Eid Echad? The Tanan, Amar Rav Shimon, Maisa b'Megura shal diskin b'Yavna. There was a story with the mikveh in the city of Yavna. Everybody knew that this was a kosher mikveh. And then they measured it. We know that a mikveh has to have mem saw, 40 saw of mikveh water. And it turned out that it was deficient. It didn't have the 40 saw. Called Taharish Nas al Gaba. So now there's a question, anything that they would immersed in the mikveh, the question was, is it considered Torah or not? Reb Tarfon said, we could assume that the mikveh was kosher until the last minute that we know that it wasn't, and therefore everything immersed in it will say is kosher. Rekiva Matame. Amar Reb Tarfon. So Reb Tarfon says, this mikveh has a chazok that it's a kosher mikveh. Misafik at the bal chasroy. You have a question when it became puzzle, you can't base yourself on a chazaka to disqualify it. Atach srena misafik. Amar kiva. Adam ze, the person who went to the mikveh, who is tamei. Becheskes is tamei who amed. He has a chazaka that is tamei. Misafik atabala taharoi. You want to go say that the pasik, that the person is tahar. Atarena misafik. You have no ability to say that because of a safik that he's tahar. He has a cheskes tamei. Amar Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon continues. Mashal oimer makav gabim mizbeach. Somebody who's bringing a carbon on the mizbeach, a kohen who's bringing a carbon on the mizbeach, but neither should ben grusha ben chalutza. And he becomes aware that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. So avodasik sheira, his avoid is kosher. So too should be the case by the mikvah, even though now we know the mikvah is possible. That shouldn't affect the person's tahara. Ask Tosfos. It's difficult to understand the mashal the Reb Tarfon is given, because as we're going to learn, the halacha is that even if somebody is a ben grusha or ben chalutza, if he does avoida, but the eved, his avoida is kosher. However, if somebody goes to a mikveh that's pasul, he's not tahor. So what's the comparison? Answers Tosfos that actually Reb Taffer and Reb Akiva are disputing 2 points. One is anything that was put into the mikveh before we knew its exact status. Reb Taffer says is we consider kosher, and Reb Akiva holds it's possible. And the other question is regarding a kohen that went, that was tamei, went to the mikveh and did an avoda, and then they Adam come and say that the mikveh now is possible. According to Reb Taffer, just like when we become aware that a person's ben gerusha ben chalutza, it doesn't disqualify his avoda. Here too, says Reb Taffer, the avoda of this kohen that might be tamei is not disqualified. Whereas Reb Akiva disagrees, and Reb Akiva says that the avoda of this kohen actually becomes possible. I'm Reb Akiva. So says Reb Akiva, Marshal Adam Oymin Makva Gav Mizbeach. I'll counter your argument. Just like a person, if a kohen were doing the avoda, the noidishu balmum, and he becomes aware it's balmum, shavoidasa psula, the aloch is that his avoda is possible. So too, when the kohen becomes aware that he went to the mikveh, that's possible, it disqualifies his avoda. On Rav Taffer, after the misal of balmum, you compare the situation to the situation of balmum. I compared it to the situation of a ben gerusha or ben chalutza. Let's try to analyze what is it more similar to. If it's more similar to the situation of ben gerusha ben chalutza, we'll give it the same rule as a ben gerusha ben chalutza. If on the other hand, if it's more similar to the situation of balmum, we'll treat it like a balmum. So Rabbi Akiva accepts the challenge. Hischa Rabbi Akiva l'adon, mikveh pasvah yachid. The psul of a mikveh comes about if an eid echad says that the mikveh is pasul. Eid echad nemen b'yisurin. Or balmum pasul b'yachid. If somebody says testimony that a kohen is balmum, we accept the testimony. V'ayachichu ben grush ben chalutza shepsul b'shnayim, to disqualify a person as a kohen to say the ben grusha ben chalutza, we need two eidim. Davar acher, continues Rabbi Akiva, mikveh psul begufa, the psul, the disqualification of a mikveh that doesn't have the right amount of water, is in the mikveh itself. Similarly, bamum psul begufa, that the person's bamum. Vayechichu ben grusha ben chalutza shepsul mechirim, it has nothing to do with the person himself, it has to do with other people. His parents had an improper marriage. Amar Kifa, Amar Rav Taffer, Rav Taffer said, Akiva, kol ha'parish mincha k'parish mechayim. Your words are tar achayim. And as the pasuk says, rein osati l'fanecha es achayim, which refers to Divrei Torah. Your words are the real chayim. So now Rav makes his proof. Hai balmum se psul b'yachid. Rav Akiva said a balmum can become disqualified as balmum even based on the testimony of an Eid Echad. Hechidami, either kamachashlei, if the kohen is disputing him, mimehemin, would the Eid Echad be believed? Ella, it must be the Shasik, and his belief. And the Kavasah, the same thing, it must be Gabik ben Grush ben Chalutza, because we're comparing a ben Grush ben Chalutza to Balmum. That there's an Eid Echad that's saying he's a ben Grush ben Chalutza, and the person, Shasik, is remaining silent. Viktani, yet Rabbi Akiva just taught us, mikveh psul b'yachid, balmum is psul b'yachid, vayichich ben grusha ben chalutza shepsul b'shnayim. So we see that a ben grusha ben chalutza only becomes disqualified if two people say he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. But if one person says he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, even if he's not disputing it, he won't become disqualified. Says the Ma'avayim Abaya, Lan Kamayachishlei. The case here is where the person is disputing. Or the camera to my Mohammed, if he's disputing him, if one person says the kohen is a balmum, and the kohen is disputing him, why would the Eid Echad be Neman? Domele, because the Eid Echad could say to the kohen, Shalach Achvi, take off your clothing and show me if you're not a balmum. And from here we see, Taka says the Ramah, that in any situation where we don't have to rely on testimony, but we can investigate the matter ourselves,
we have the obligation to investigate the matter ourselves. Vane de Tani, and actually says Abai, that's what the Tana meant. Mikvah psul begufoy, a mikvah is a psul in itself. Bamum psul begufoy, vayichir ben grush ben chlutza shepsul macherim. Bamum is in himself because he could prove it. We could investigate. We could examine him if he's a bamum or not. So we assume that a ben grush ben chlutza. We didn't assume. We know a ben grush ben chlutza to avoid also ksher menalon. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, dam akra for hoy saloy ulazara achrav ben zera kasha ben zera pasul. They're fit to do the avoida b'diavad. Avudu Shmuel Mahacha. Baruch Hashem Cheloi Upoyal Yodav Tirtzoi. Afilu Chulin Shba. Even the ones that are really Chulin, that are not really Kohanim, Tirtzo, we accept the avoida. Yani Am Mahacha. Avos Al Kohen Shia B'Yom Mahem. V'Krisal Al Datcha. It's a difficult pasuk. Shadim Hoylich Etz Kohen Shlohay B'Yomav. That we approach a Kohen not from his time, that we say B'Yom Mahem. El Zakoy Koshev Neschalo. If a Kohen then becomes aware as a Cholo, the avoida he did does not become disqualified. There's a question, Machloikis Achroinim, is the same didn't even apply to a Kohen Gadol that's discovered to be a Grusha or a Chalutza. The Hafla says that even a Kohen Gadol, that even a Kohen Gadol that's discovered to be Grusha Chalutza, his avoid is not disqualified, whereas the Mashah disagrees. The Reicheskel has a very interesting approach. He says, regarding the avoider that is discovered, regarding the avoider that is not unique to a Kohen Gadol, he has a din like every other Kohen. Regarding the avoiders that are unique to a Kohen Gadol, there, even if he's discovered to be a Grush Chalutza, that avoider is considered disqualified. There's also Machlaikis, is the same din apply if the Kohen is discovered to be a Mamzer? What will be the din? It's Machlaikis Rishonim. The Rashba says that his avoider is Pasul. The Meiri says that his avoider is kosher. And others want to differentiate between the avoider and eating truma. Continues the Gemara. Bal mum, the avoidas of psul menalot. How do we know that the avoider of bal mum is Pasul? Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, dam akra, v'chein ema hinenei loisim b'resi shalom. Kshu shalom. Only when the Kohen is Shalim, but he's not a Balmum, for like Kshu Chaser. If he's Chaser, if he's a Balmum, his avoid is Pasul. Ask the Gemara of Shalom Ksiv. The Pasul uses the word Shalom. How can we define it to mean Shalim? I'm Rav Nachman, Vav de Shalom Ktihi. The Vav of the word Shalom is actually severed to teach us that it could be read as Shalim. How the Vav of Shalom is to be written? Some say that it should look like a Yud. Others say that they leave an empty space in the middle of the Vav. There's a machlokes how that would be. Either a straight empty space or a slanty empty space. Other Rishonim suggest that the Vav should be a short Vav. And others Rishonim say that there should be a regular Vav, but on the bottom of the Vav, a line should be made. It's interesting to note that Rabbi Akiva Eger says, and many Sefer Torah that we have don't have the Vav of the word Shalom changed. Akiva Eger says that it's not our minik. However, Rav Shach and Davi Ezri says that what the Gemara doesn't necessarily mean that the Vav has to be written this way. What the Gemara means to say, says Rav Shach, that normally if we have a Sefer Torah and the Vav is written improperly, that would disqualify the Sefer Torah. This Vav, if it's written this way, will not disqualify the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah still could be considered a kosher Sefer Torah.